Thank you. Welcome to the late night tea and crumpets show with Doug and Noah.
It's a glorious June evening, and tonight we are here to talk a little bit about the war and a little bit about the intellectual movements currently developing.
We have two guest speakers for you today, and let's get right to it.
Let's get to the war. They were supposed to be home by Christmas, but it's June now, so who knows how long this is going to be. The death toll is rising, and trench warfare seems to be the new way that wars will be fought.
It appears one of today's discoveries is really just a thing we've all been doing since humans can think. The only thing different is we put a name on it.
Yes, we have called it the stream of consciousness technique. This involves thinking of an opening thought, then following it down a stream to other thoughts. We all do it every day. We think of one thing and end up on something completely different only a few seconds later.
Would you like to try one right now? I think I'll try one. What do you think of that, Noah?
Sounds like a great idea, Doug.
All right. So, this is the Tea and Crumpets show, and we got some tea here. So, let's start with tea. You know, tea is a liquid. Water is a liquid. Water is surrounding our humble abode here in England. Therefore, due to the water and our close relationship with the ocean, we have one of the strongest navies in the history of the world.
See, he started on one thing there. It was tea, and then ended up talking about our navy. That's what the technique is.
Something completely different, Noah. That, really, I think it's remarkable that we have this capacity for thinking.
Yeah, it is. Let's move on to modernism next. That's also interesting.
So, Noah, you know, we've come to talk about modernism. And in reality, it's sort of kind of rejecting that traditionalism and marking it as sort of outdated. You know, rationality, industry, and technology are making its way into our society and becoming the cornerstones of progress and human achievement as we know it. What do you think of these modernists?
You know, I think that they're actually really good for society. You know, there's not putting a whole lot of respect on old institutions anymore, such as the church. You know, they're focusing more on their laboratories and just scientific improvement. And you know, I think that could really benefit society.
You know, you see this movement creeping into art and culture everywhere. This movement is sweeping in with new radical experimentation, and it challenges traditional forms of artistic expression. It's really something.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, Noah, our next topic that one of our viewers had sent us in the mail that they wanted us to talk about was existentialism. It's sort of this idea that we as humans have no real higher purpose. There is no real God. We simply exist. We are beings that live in the moment, and we choose our actions for ourselves rather than for some divine purpose. It's more of a concrete existence, really, living in this sort of world. It sustained popularity in Germany a lot. What do you think about all this?
You know, I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel like the meaninglessness of existence is sort of not that great of an idea. I like to have meaning in my life, you know? But
me too. I really need meaning in my life. I don't like this idea at all. I think there really is a higher purpose, a higher power in our life that we might not be able to understand.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And as a special treat for our listeners today, we have Dr. Freud, who is the psychologist that not only originated psychoanalysis, but also came up with the ideas of ID, ego, and superego. Now, Dr. Freud, Could you tell me a little bit about ID? What is that?
Yes, yes. ID is the source of sexual, aggressive, and pleasure-seeking instincts. It's basically our primal desires. We seek immediate fulfillment of all these desires, and they're totally immoral.
Okay, well, if it's so
immoral... Amoral, to clarify. It's not immoral, it's amoral.
All right, well, if it's so amoral, what keeps the ID in check?
Keeping the idea in check is tricky. So, really, it starts with the superego. It's the conscience, the internalized voice. The church has labeled it the conscience. It's social control. But it's sort of irrational, too.
All right. Well, the superego seems kind of strict if it's parental and social control. What's keeping watch over the superego?
Yeah, and... like I said, the constant conflict here. So this third component that keeps the superego in check is the ego. It's the rational self. It's the conscious self. It works to negotiate between the demands of the ID and the superego. And for our last segment today, we have a strong, independent woman here in the studio with us to kind of get a new image of what the modern girl has become. So, what do you think the new image is for modern women and girls?
I would say that the modern girl is an independent woman. She does everything for herself, and she looks out for her own interests. We have jobs now, and we're spending most of our salary on all the latest fashion trends. You know, it's just about being independent. We want to separate ourselves from men and realize that we are our own person. We are not just housewives. We have lives before marriage.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your insight and your bravery and your new endeavors as an independent woman in this new day and age.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Noah, I think that's all we got for today. Join us tomorrow on the Late Night Tea and Crumpet Show for more exciting new guests and more exciting new topics to talk about.